One of the things I adore about you is that go-guns attitude of yours. And when speaking of our future and possible investments that we could embark on together, well, the subject of an apartment complex came up. And within days, you found an inviting property. And the neighborhood was a bit rough on the outskirts, but definitely up and coming. Within a few weeks, we were sorting out renovations. It really wasn't too hard to get some of my hip friends to jump in on the opportunity for lush new digs. It was something of an adventure, sussing out all the trendy spots and meeting the locals while the renovations on the complex were, well, quite eye-opening. It was a growing area with whites peppering in, and we were at a fab little coffee shop around the corner from the complex where we met Ty. Well, he was from Nigeria, and at 6'4", where he was both impossibly tall and well-built. Body of the Adonis. No surprise, he was chatting up a younger white woman from the line, telling her of the fitness classes that he hosts. Someone like that would have to know a bit about stamina and such, so I ventured a few questions. Turns out he taught the local park. It was a means of saving on rent. I took his card, of course, happy to have a new acquaintance, even though you didn't seem too intrigued by the prospect. It's something about having all those contractors around. It really seemed to have an effect upon you. I suppose playing Napoleon, ordering everyone about, stimulates your libido. It was so sweet how often you wanted to be inside me. And admittedly, I sometimes felt that we always did the same thing. I mean, given your short stature, it's not as if you were going to mount me from behind. Missionary worked best, and since you could only last so long, every sexual encounter had a limited shelf life. Nevertheless, it was fun. Mm-hmm. But my mind would sometimes wander a bit. I believe you were inside me that night briefly, and after you've had your little hump and come, or for some reason my mind was lingering on Ty. Well, I had a marvellous idea. I mean, my timing could have been a bit better, of course. Why, you'd no sooner pulled out when I broached the subject. But it was such an exciting proposition. Clearly, Ty's classes were of interest to women my age and even younger. And he was willing to teach fitness in venues that didn't encroach upon his profits, while we were seeking to diversify the offerings of our complex. What a perfect union. He could use the spacious activity centre, so we could offer the opportunity for our residents and neighbours to enjoy classes in a safe location. Well, it seemed like you were reluctant at best, and it struck me as odd. I mean, it was win-win, helping someone nice while bettering our investment. I was strictly thinking of the business. So I gave him a ring, inviting him down to the complex. I told him, you know, to have a look around, meet some of the residents, see what he thought. And sure enough, we spotted him the next day. We've a lovely pool where the ladies like to work on their tans. And evidently, the ladies had talked him into taking a dip. Well, he was shirtless and in a pair of rather form-fitting trunks when he approached us. Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose he approached me, as I'd been the one speaking with him. But he sort of sidestepped you, thanking me profusely for the opportunity. A gorgeous Nigerian. There's no way I could ignore that washboard set of abs on him. I mean, it was no disrespect to you. There's a world of difference between a husband chatting up a top-heavy whore who's strutting about, and a lady simply appreciating the endless labour a man has put into building muscle tone. Teasingly, I ask, what favour he did for God to be blessed with such a body. And he bashfully grinned and said it was all the gym's doing. Further, the gym changed his life, and everyone could benefit from some time there. Well, his eyes darted towards your poachy midsection, and it seemed to give him an inspiration. Why, he offered to train you free of charge, if we would just listen to his business pitch the next week. Well, I was ecstatic. What a gent. I told him you would meet him at the gym tomorrow evening. Thing is, though, Ty is a vision of athleticism. I love you, but you simply are not. And the first couple sessions were incredibly rough on you. He thought boxing might be a better angle of training than going the circuit route. It would better engage your mind. Unfortunately, so many of the gym's patrons are larger men. Well, the boxing gloves available were much, much too large for you. Ty was able to locate a pair of ladies' gloves. But standing there in pale pink gloves, it must have felt pathetic. I'm sure there was also a bit of unaddressed tension. I mean, there you were, a successful, white, budding businessman, and Ty, physically blessed, but financially disenfranchised. His Nigerian accent was exotic, but it was the dark of his flesh that set him a world apart from you. Starting a complex in this urban setting belied a certain belief that you were better than he, better than his kind, perhaps. So I think you expected him not to go easy on you. So he demonstrated a bit of blocking, but it proved well beyond your ken, with just a bit of jabbing, and you were sprawled on your back, waving off any more training. Your eye was swollen and blackened by the time you arrived home. I suspect you thought I'd be upset at him for manhandling you so, but I really didn't think that was the issue. I mean, you poor thing. I thought his workout regimen was too manly and physical for you. Well, he called to check on you to see if you were going to be coming by again the next day. Well, it was so sweet of him to be concerned. But my wounded doe, I shook my head as I spoke on the phone with him, looking at your battered eye. Oh, I told him, I think it might be a bit too much for him, I'm afraid. But you rallied. My disappointment cut you, and you wanted to show me what a man you could be. So back you went the next day, swollen eye and all. I figured there was more to it than you sparing your pride on my account. I think you wished to prove something to Ty. Oh, damn his washboard tummy and prowess with ladies. Well, your skills matter too, right? But he bludgeoned you with his fist. And he took to calling you girl, as he would say, come on, girl, you got this. You in pink gloves, wearing a weak block as the only means of defense to his red gloves as they pummeled you. That too much for you, girl? Oh, getting back up? Well, Kitty's got claws, hmm? And he would dance about the ring, unfazed, as you heaved for a breath, lip bleeding. Once you returned after the second day, I appraised the day's damage to your lip and thought it was quite enough. You were supposed to be training, not being battered. Well, it just wasn't for you. You know, it's fine to believe that all men are created equal, that they all have this boundless potential, but we all know that's rubbish. Some men have an innate physical power, but you aren't one of those. You know, perhaps the cycling class, or one of those, I suppose it's aerobics, right, with the large plastic balls. I'm not saying you couldn't get into better shape, but something less sweaty and masculine would be far more fitting for you. Simply put, I didn't want to see you get hurt. And heaven knows what all about that turned you on. I mean, perhaps being endlessly lauded over in the ring, you wished to partake of some physical activity where you could perform well. All of your 5 inches stood at attention. I suppose if the rest of your body couldn't man up, your petite prick was ready to win one for the team. Yeah, I really wasn't in the mood that night, but you were so desperate, and I hated to turn you down completely after you'd been so crushed earlier. So, you did your little mounting, and I suppose my mind wandered. My fingers certainly did. All those workouts you've been doing, I say the thoughts of them had an effect on me. I came rather quickly, hard. Sometimes it's just such a bother to placate your little pink cock after I'm tuckered out. I'm not sure what made me do it, but I'd had the thought for a while. Hey, sometimes you can be such a whiny little bitch that it comes to mind during sex sometimes because I was certain you'd probably enjoy a finger in your bottom, but I hadn't tried it. That night, though, you begging for more and trying to guilt-trip me into giving you inside me one more time, I felt, if you wanted something inside, good, let's do that. So I fondled your fiver and pressed a finger into your anus. I was just going to tease it, but your bottom literally sucked my finger in, like you were hungry for it. I think just two or three strokes more and you came like mad. I mean, I could feel your tight anus squeezing my finger as if it intended to nurse from it. Of course, you feigned shock afterwards. Why, you didn't want my finger there. You'd never entertain the notion of stuffing something into your bottom. But I'd warned you that I wasn't in the mood. So let that be a lesson. But it's funny how quickly someone can become ingrained in one's life. A week before, we'd never met Ty, but very soon he was a fixture in our lives. Though I dare say you were much more concerned with it than I, or Nancy Drew trying to suss out what he was doing and with whom. You kept running to me with these ridiculous stories. Oh, you saw Ty speaking to Becky, and they sneaked off to the rec room. What would her boyfriend think? And I told you firmly it was none of your business. Really, if Becky and Ty were doing something illicit, that's her boyfriend's fault, isn't it? A satisfied woman doesn't stray, even for something as inviting as Ty's body. And then you spotted him with Tabby and Kate, and I really thought you needed to keep your head out of Ty's ongoings. I explained that he'd been over just that afternoon. I'd spoken to him at length, and he even showed me some new Pilates moves that really helped to deepen the stretch of my thighs and my bum. But obviously he wasn't mounting me, was he? I suggested that perhaps your mind would be set at ease that evening. Well, he'd asked me about the business pitch, and so I told him we'd take him out to dinner and discuss. So around 7... he arrived, and I thought the two of you could chat a bit while you do your quick, you know, check-up around the grounds, because I had to finish getting ready. Well, he had a lovely idea for a community gym for underprivileged youth. Well, he was lightly speaking of it to you, as you checked the locks and such, when you gave him a rather snooty reply. After being in the ring with him twice, well, you must have felt rather full of yourself, you know, to finally be in a situation where he bore the pink gloves. Are you running a whole enterprise, you said. I'll have to think on that. And you said it with such condescension. I don't blame him for bristling. He pushed you into the vacant rec room and told you to shut up. In an instant, all of your arrogance disintegrated. I think you were honestly afraid. I mean, this hard-bodied black man towering over you. The last two times he'd punched your clock, he hadn't even been upset. He'd only been playing round and easily bested you. I mean, what was he capable of if angered? You were so small in contrast to him, nearly trembling in place, and his voice boomed in your ears, demanding you strip off your tidy whities and toss them to the floor. Well, you gasp at the audacity of his command, but his nostrils flared, and you sheepishly obeyed. It was better than the alternative, I suppose. Anyone might happen into the rec room at any moment. better to placate him and get it over with than have to explain what on earth was going on right then. Or pulling your pants down. You were so preoccupied with the fear of someone seeing the dynamic of his alpha stance versus your cowardly lamb, where you hadn't even considered your anatomy. Where the trousers came down, along with the briefs, and your little pee-pee plopped out, nearly retracting on itself. Where he offered a snort of laughter when he spied it. He didn't even have to say anything. Smugly pursing his lips, he unzipped himself. A massive, uncut, 9-inch charcoal-coloured cock unfurling in front of you. And it wasn't even hard. How dumbly you stood looking at it. Jaw dropped as if someone had stolen your Christmas. The sight of his cock made all of your observations, all your suspicions, all too real, didn't it? There was no competing with that. He truly bested you. Even more than the mirror of your scab-lipped and now half-bruised eye could attest. And Becky, Tabby, all the ladies you'd seen him sneaking about with, that you'd seen giggling with glee in his presence. There was nothing you could tell their boyfriends to ease their minds. He wrapped his large hand around his prick, and the sight of the stream of urine shocked you as your eyes followed it to where it landed on your discarded briefs. But he was pissing on them. It didn't take much to saturate them. And before he even zipped himself up, he was outlining your duties. Put the underwear on and get yourself dressed. Your wife was waiting for the two of you. You hesitated, and he growled, "Now." Every time you flicked your tongue over that healing lip, there was a faint taste of blood. Well, you didn't want more of it. And his eyes were staring daggers through you. So you did the only thing you could. You put on the underwear, as instructed. On the way to the restaurant, I suggested that Thai drive, as he was the only one who'd been there before. And you were relegated to the back seat, of course. And Ty's so funny, but he has such a natural ease with ladies, and you were seething as I laughed with him. But an odd scent, you know, permeated the conversation now and then, as I'd wrinkle my nose and ask if anyone else smelled something like ammonia. And every time it happened, you'd slink further and further down into your seat. The wet underwear and the burning memory of how Ty had easily bested you, pissing so brazenly on both your undergarment and pride, weren't the only humiliations you suffered that evening. I was in love with his idea for the community gym, and to your horror, I agreed to it, never minding the financial constraints you claimed it would put upon you. When it came to Ty, you simply seemed to have no power.